Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Hey, this is Casey. Thanks so many for listening to today's podcast. Before we get into it, do us a little favour. Hit subscribe on this podcast. It means you'll get a copy of it every time we upload it. And if you'd like to leave a review on the platform you're listening, that would make a huge help too. There's 5-star buttons and there's 4-star buttons. I mean, you could choose one of them if you wanted. Here's today's podcast. Have a good day.
On the front of the Sun, it's Paul Mescal. In all his Gladiator gear. The PR machine is in full swing for Gladiator, which is not dropping until November.
No, that's right.
But they're hyping everything up. And he was speaking to Today FM yesterday.
I've said this many, many times, but I feel like incredibly proud to be Irish. And like, as you said, going from sausage ads to this wasn't in the bingo cards for me. And to feel like me and Andrew Scott both spoke about this, coming home to do the All of Us Strangers premiere last year. I'm absolutely biased, but I think we've got the most extraordinary country and people who are deeply supportive of the artists that we have. Mm. And we're kind of, as a country, punching far above our weight in terms of the output. And long may it continue. And it should be supported because we've got immense talent for such a small country. And I definitely feel like an overwhelming sense of support from people back home, and I can't wait to take the film there, to be honest.
Paul Mescal speaking to Dave Moore yesterday. Imagine if, like, the one thing I noticed from the trailer, he's got a very strong British accent, and that's kind of in line with Russell Crowe's character.
I was expecting him to have an Irish accent.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but it's
it's not going to work. An old Kildare accent going, I am Galtius Maximus.
Why, that's fine. There's nothing wrong
King
with that.
King of the Sausages.
Oh, maybe not that bit. But I don't know. It seems a bit. It'd be nice to just kind of, you know, he's got a nice, soft Irish accent.
I don't think it works in epic films like that. Remember the time Colin Farrell was in Alexander the Great,
that's
and they told him have a Dublin accent?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think it works. I don't know what that was.
I haven't a clue.
No. New Zealand.
I am Alexander the Bleeding Deadly. I am here to claim back my city, Alexander the Deadly.
I think the people of Cork need to know what you said to me before the start of this link. In fact, Rory needs to know.
Yeah, I need to know.
This is a review of Dad Gags. Unless you guys are knocking it out of the park, there will be a staffing change for Dad Gags. I want the best effort. I want the best, baddest and worst that you can bring to the table.
When have we ever let you down?
Exactly.
It hasn't been great lately, no, I must say.
Can you believe the cheek of that?
No.
He came into me and actually did the thing where you put the finger across the throat.
Yeah.
That's it.
He said, you're gone. Unless these are funny this morning, you're gone.
This is it.
Bit of pressure, so.
Like, see, sorry good. Now, but he's hardly the funniest fella on the planet either, is he? You know what I mean?
He's not even the funniest fella in the show.
Exactly. I would stick my foot in anything for money. Rory, stop laughing at him.
It's not funny.
It's absolutely not funny.
I don't mind a finger.
Sorry.
I don't mind a finger.
Yeah, Vic, come on now. We're trying to do dad gags. Let's get into it. Victoria, ladies first, madame. Would you please bring us your dad gag, please? Thank you.
Okay. I went to the shop to pick up 8 cans of Sprite. When I got home, I realised I'd only picked 7 up.
Hey! Go on, you're off the hook.
I started singing If I Could Turn Back Time a few times a day because my wife says I need to do my share around the house.
Lads, the Beastie Boys are releasing a 5-part anthology. Parts A to D are free, but you have to fight for your right to part E.
Really good. Lads, my girlfriend poked me in the eye. I stopped seeing her.
My wife asked me who my favourite vampire was. I told her it was the dude from Sesame Street. She said, he doesn't count. And I said, oh, I assure you he does.
I named my pet termite Clint. Mm-hmm. Clint eats wood. I think I need to look at myself in the mirror. Yeah, I think I need to be one hoofed off this feature.
Yeah, exactly. Lads, my inflatable house got a puncture. Now I'm living in a flat.
You're winning this morning, Vic. You're winning this morning.
Somebody stole my mood rings. I don't know how I feel about that.
Whenever my wife is upset, I let her colour in my tattoos. I mean, really, she just needs a shoulder to cray on.
As I suspected, someone's been adding soil to my garden. The plot thickens.
I know there's been a cost of living crisis and everything, but does anyone know why balloons are getting so expensive? I mean, must be down to inflation.
The person who invented autocorrect should burn in hello.
That's the best one.
That's the winner.
That's the best
chicken
one.
Dinner winner.
Yeah.
Today, my wife apologized to me for the very first time ever. She said she's sorry for marrying me.
That's a brilliant one.
My ex kept telling me I had no sense of direction, so I got tired of it. I took my bags and right.
Victoria, who have you got there?
I've got the lovely Larry.
Hello, lovely Larry.
How are you, lads?
Better be lovely now, Larry. It says it on the branding.
I am lovely.
He is lovely,
Larry.
Yeah.
Larry, are you in Waterford listening to Red FM?
Tuned in Waterford, yeah.
How are they all up in the Blah County?
Sure, we're only looking with you in envy at this point.
This is it.
An All-Ireland final.
Oh, to be a rebel, Larry. Yeah. Oh, to be a rebel.
Yeah, yeah.
When, like, have, excuse my ignorance on this, Waterford Hurling have won an All-Ireland, surely?
65 years ago.
Oh, my God. You're the
1 or 2 years.
It's the Mayo football of hurling, then. We have a lot in common, Larry. A lot of heartache.
Cork only have won in 20, so...
Yeah, but also they have 30 titles, so, you know, back at you, buddy. So we leave it at that. We'll just end that argument there.
Snip that bit.
Larry, are you okay coming over to Cork now? You're not going to burst into flames, are you, if you win this trip?
No. Lovely little county now.
Lovely little county. I loves me county.
Bye.
Larry, if I say the word tennis, give me a word associated with tennis.
Court.
Tennis court. Is that what I've written down? What would you say, Vic?
I would say court or ball.
I'd stick with court. Well done, Larry. Well done.
Well done.
Larry, if I say rocket, what would you say? Rocket.
Lettuce.
Yes. Good man. And if I say camera, Larry, what would you say? Camera.
I'm going to say phone.
Camera, phone. Vic, what would you go for?
I would say lens.
One of you is wrong.
Okay.
And it's Victoria.
Well done, Larry.
Cheers, buddy. Good man yourself, Larry. Nice work.
Brilliant.
Have you got a couple of kids at home?
I've two small lads.
Oh. Two small lads.
We've been to Leeds a couple of times and they love us.
Oh, well, listen, you're going to go there and stay for a two-night break. Brilliant. In the very posh pod park. You're going to absolutely love it. Their camping pods are set up and ready to go. You're going to have a great time there with the lads, Larry. Thanks a million for listening.
Absolutely fantastic, guys, and best of luck. Up the Rebels.
Go on. Yay! We got a fella from Waterford to shout up the Rebels. That's incredible. Cheers, Larry. Good stuff. Leahy's Farm, Dungourney. Another one of these to give away tomorrow. The amazing new pod park for you to check out. Have a look at Leahy's Open Farm on Instagram for more info.
Have you heard about the Shrek raves?
The Shrek raves?
Global Shrek rave phenomenon is coming to Cork City and a Cork City nightclub. So Leasiders have been called on to bring out their their inner ogre.
What?
At this 5-hour club night, everyone turns up dressed as a character from Shrek.
Oh, that's hilarious. Who came up with that?
I don't know where it began. I think it was Australia or somewhere across Europe. But it's going to be in Cypress Avenue in Cork City. And they've even gone all out on the branding and everything, and the whole thing is going to be done like a forest inside. Shrek Rave comes to Leaside on the 14th of September. It will feature DJs playing all the well-known hits from the DreamWorks film. So it's basically the Shrek soundtrack with loads of rave music thrown in.
That's absolutely hilarious, lads.
Including a sing-along to the massive hit I'm a Believer, which will end the night, no doubt. The night gets underway at 9:30 p.m., wraps up at 2:30 a.m., Now, can you imagine you're coming home from another nightclub?
You see people.
You're worse for wear. It's 2:30. You're in a taxi rank. You look behind you and there's 400 characters from Shrek pouring out onto the street.
Oh, Jesus.
That's so funny.
Yeah. That would be absolutely hilarious.
It's a genius idea.
Yeah.
Like, how would you... You see, unless you buy an actual proper costume, you're going to have to... Like, you're going to have to make yourself look like a Shrek.
I know, but that's the thing. A lot of people are going to be accused of green face then, aren't they?
Oh, lads, that's
excuse me, I'm an ogre. I'm offended. That's yeah. green face. You can't be doing that. So it is. So keep it a day in your diary. I think we should send... Do you know what we should send now?
Yeah.
You and Kelly need to go. Yeah. You need to go get dressed up. You can be donkey. Kelly can be princess.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
No, I mean,
yeah, thanks.
The
Casey.
Funny one from the movie. Yeah, the funny. Yeah. The one that gets its own spin off.
Trying to say I look like a donkey, lads.
Hee haw. He always says that. So yeah, it's happening. Shrek nightclub. Shrek
I
rave.
I wonder, is this going to be like the start of a whole list of films that they're going to turn into rave nights?
Oh my god! What
else could they do?
What could you turn into a rave night?
I don't know.
I mean, Lord of the Rings rave would be quite funny.
Yeah.
Everyone
Jurassic Park.
Mad wizards raving around the place. Loads of dinosaurs going mental. What kind of good times would you have at 100 grand? That's the jackpot I got for you in 20 minutes. Also, Rebel 24. The requests are flying in for the song for the Car Curlers. That is coming up for you. First, let's do a bit of this.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. It's Marion, everybody. Morning, Marion.
Morning, Casey.
Marion's going to lose her life here now because she's not only is she stressed up to 90 putting down a laminate floor in the bedroom. Why did you choose to do this yourself, by the way?
Oh, geez, good question. Your man in the video made it look really easy.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all the women on TikTok doing it, and I just said, yeah, I can do that too.
It's just grown up. It's grown up floor Lego. That's all it is.
That's all it was. Yes, that's all it was, what I thought. Oh my God, Casey, what a chore.
It's a disaster, because you got to do all the edges, and you got to get all the beading, isn't it, for the edges, and then you got to go in and around the pipes of the radiator.
The next board I'm about to put down is the one with the radiator pipe, so I have to drill a hole in the board
for
the pipes, and then it'll take me all day to do that.
Oh, no. Marion.
This is why you call in the pros. There are people out there that are experts. Yeah, I know.
I don't think any pro will come in now, though, because I started it, so he'll just say, nah, sorry, mate.
You're grand. So have you got much of it down so far, have you?
About a quarter of it.
Okay.
But every time I put in a board, another board popped out.
Oh no. From the other side.
It's like a jigsaw, Marion.
We had a fella in our house 2 weeks ago putting in laminate flooring upstairs in one of the bedrooms, and he had all this specialist equipment and cutting equipment and benches and different saws and everything. But you were giving it a go off YouTube, and fair play to you. So this 1,000 euro is going straight to a professional floor installer. Okay, best of luck.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Marion, what number is the current iPhone?
15.
Question number 2. Clarkson's Farm is on what streaming service?
Amazon.
Question number 3. Can you tell me what social media is used for business and for jobs?
LinkedIn.
Question 4. France or Spain, who's in the Euros final?
Spain.
Can you tell me for question number 5, the Irish lottery started in what decade?
Oh God, the 1980s?
Question number 6. What two singers sing the song Shallow? Shallow.
Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Question number 7. What river runs through the Grand Canyon?
Oh, Yellowstone, I don't know.
Question number 8. Kylian Mbappe is moving to what football team? So he was with Paris Saint-Germain.
PSG. Not a clue. He was with Paris, I don't know.
Give her a clue, Casey.
He's going to Spain. Really soon.
Madrid, Real Madrid.
Question number 9. The first Gladiator movie was in what year? Russell Crowe Gladiator, the first one came out in what year? Throw a guess at me. We're out of time, by the way, unfortunately.
That's all right.
Vic.
As a guess, I would say 2008.
2008. Give us your guess, Mara.
Give it 99.
It was 2000, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
You were closer, Mario.
24 years ago, my God. You got iPhone 15, Amazon is correct, LinkedIn is correct, Spain is correct, the 80s is correct, Bradley Cooper and Gaga is correct. The river that runs through the Grand Canyon is the Colorado River. And Real Madrid is where Mbappe's off to, and the Gladiator movie was 2000. Now...
Okay.
You listen, Marion, you did well.
I'll be finished work at about 1. I'll be over to you at about 1:30. with some sellotape with some sellotape and a video camera.
That'll be brilliant, Casey.
All right, and we're setting up a TikTok channel called DIY Disasters
with Marion.
With Marion.
Okay, very good. Thanks a million.
You've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and we'll talk to you another day, Marion. Thanks a million.
Great.
Have a good day. Bye. Red FM Breakfast with Now.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Honestly, seriously impressed with all of those pronunciations. Just superb. Wimbledon is your favourite time.
I'm not even sure if they're right. I'm just saying them quickly and confidently.
If you say it confidently, nobody has a clue. Listen, I want to say shout out to New York City this morning, everybody. Yeah. New York. When's the last time you were in New York? Anybody over there recently?
Last year.
You left there last year. I was about 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago.
What a city.
15 years ago for me.
Yeah, it's been probably the same for me. I'm due a spin over. A spin over, like to take a drive over. New York has been going through a bit of an issue at the moment with little street rodents that have been running around the place. Mm-hmm. They've had serious problems with it over the years. So they have came up with, you know, over New York, if you've been over in most cities in America, they dump rubbish bags at the side of the road. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, and they're there. They could be there for a day or two. So when people leave the rubbish out, it's just like a black bag dumped on the street.
Yeah.
And obviously, the lads are coming up from sewers and whatnot and eating into it, and the place is a mess. Ladies and gentlemen of Cork and beyond. America. New York. America. Has discovered and introduced the wheelie bin.
Yes.
See this yesterday. Yeah, congratulations, right, America. Well, well done.
They're here. They've joined us.
Well, time to be alive.
This is the mayor of New York comes out yesterday. All the press are there. Yeah. Like it's like the world's media as he wheels out a wheelie bin.
And he just puts the rubbish in it, doesn't he?
We have solved the problem, ladies and gentlemen. And this was a huge revelation. It's a bin with wheels. I mean, it's not a thing over there.
It's weird. Like, how long have we had them here? It's got to be 20 years.
20 years plus.
Isn't it?
Just the concept of putting wheels on a bin. And, of course, the first thing that happened, a load of people jumped into the wheelie bin or been pulled through town. Oh. It's a free taxi ride. But anyway, New York, congratulations. I just want to send our welcome to the wheelie bin era. It's an exciting time for everybody.
That's the sport where it simply suits.
I don't know if you noticed this last night with the France and Spain game. That 16-year-old genius.
Mm-hmm.
It's the goal of the whole tournament, by the way.
It was beautiful. Incredible. I wept. It was that good.
Did you notice anything about him? If you look really, really closely at him, he's the head of Ronaldo.
Is he?
Just saying. He looks very like Ronaldo Jr.
16 years of age and doing that on the world stage. Just for a point of reference.
Yeah.
He was 12 when COVID started.
Ah, for God's sake. Mimi Webb, red flags. It's 7:45. Is there anywhere we can download or get the Rebel 24 song? Someone is wondering here. There isn't, because I can't give it to you, because that would be an illegal download. And then the ghost of David Bowie is going to come looking for me.
Casey, stop making my music available to download illegally.
And that's the last thing I need in my life. But I will play it for you very soon. And I mean, if you wanted to send me an email, maybe casey@redfm.ie, I mean, I could send it to you that way. And then that's not legally downloading it, and we're all friends. All right. Coming up for you, the Rebel 24 song for the Hurlers, as requested by lots of people. Those of you still hunting for those tickets as well.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Now, my dear, what's going on?
Okay, the trailer for Gladiator 2 dropped yesterday. The film comes out in November. It looks unreal. Have you seen it?
Oh, it's amazing. It's how you do a trailer.
Yeah, and of course we have Ireland's Paul Mescal at the helm playing Lucius. Here's a taster.
I remember that day. I never forgot it. That a slave could take revenge against an emperor.
Where were you born?
I don't know. I never knew a mother nor a father.
You will be my instrument.
Who are you?
Did you hear that crowd?
The greatest temple Rome ever built.
The Colosseum. Because this is what they believe in. Power.
You know, when this comes out in November, you won't be able to get a flight to Rome for about 2 years.
Oh, you're probably right, yeah.
Tourism is going to go through the roof again. Not that it's already ram-jammed every single day of the week over there, but this will go nuclear, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Actually,
yeah, with people visiting Rome. It looks spectacular. Paul looks amazing in it.
I don't want to objectify him.
Yeah, but you would,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
The muscles are unreal. Like, how did he train for that role?
He had 4 or 5 different trainers that would work different parts of his body, apparently. And,
really?
Like, nutrition down to a T. And this is, like, 1.5 years of work before he took up the role. So
he looks like a different person.
Yeah, completely. And perfect, absolutely perfect casting for the role, too. When you see him in the gear, in the kit, playing, you know, covered in blood and wounds and everything... It's just he looks the part.
He looks like he was the only guy that could have played that role.
Yeah, definitely. He was talking to Dave on Today FM yesterday, having a chat about picking up that role.
I've said this many, many times, but I feel like incredibly proud to be Irish. And like, as you said, going from sausage ads to this wasn't in the bingo cards for me. And to feel like me and Andrew Scott both spoke about this, coming home to do the All of Us Strangers premiere last year. I'm absolutely biased, but I think we've got the most extraordinary country and people who are deeply supportive of the artists that we have. Mm. And we're kind of, as a country, punching far above our weight in terms of the output. And long may it continue. And it should be supported because we've got immense talent for such a small country. And I definitely feel like an overwhelming sense of support from people back home, and can't wait to take the film there, to be honest.
That is mad, him starting in a sausage ad for, was it Denny's or Galti or one of those lads, on a bus going to Ballyhaunas in Mayo.
And now look at him, lads.
And look at him, he's the gladiator.
In the Coliseum.
I tell you, yeah, if you're in the sausage business and you had Paul Mescal in the original ads, I'd be rerunning those.
A radio station over in England were having a debate about blue badges. Now, do you know what blue badges are? If you have a blue badge in your car over here, you can park in disabled spots across supermarkets. They are isolated areas. You should never park in them unless, of course, you have a blue badge. They're very important spaces. This lady is ringing in because people have been borrowing blue badges from neighbours to park. So it's quite a big, big topic. Yeah. In rings this guy to give his kind of input on the conversation, but he doesn't take it where the presenter wants the conversation to go. This is a call that involves Viscount Biscuits.
That I have to have my door fully extended.
Yes.
I can't put one leg out and then twist and get the other leg out. Yeah. Have to turn my whole body and get the two legs out at the same time. Otherwise, I'd split my spine.
Pat, let me bring Barry from Watford in. Barry, when you hear a story like Pat, who could end up splitting her spine...
Yes.
It's a good argument, isn't it, for the blue badge?
Well, it is, but, you know, I mean, I know people have medical problems, but where we live, there's an independent supermarket with a parking bay for blue holders.
Blue badge holders?
Blue badge. But holders. My wife, they do a certain biscuit there, you can't get it anywhere else. It's like a Viscount biscuit with a minty interior that my wife likes.
No brand names, please.
Oh, sorry. It's a minty biscuit.
Yeah.
A minty biscuit, and it's got 2 halves chocolate on the top and...
Okay, we've got...
On the bottom.
We've got the biscuit, Barry.
It's wrapped in silver foil.
Okay, we've got the biscuit.
Right, so she's very fond of them.
Yes.
And it's got a sort of soft centre in the middle.
It's a minty biscuit. Yeah, we've got that,
A minty biscuit.
Yeah, minty
and
biscuit.
And it's the only place you can get this minty biscuit.
Yeah.
So sometimes, in order to get it, it's got quite crunchy. It's a crunchy
It's a crunchy minty biscuit. We've got the biscuit, Barry.
It's a crunchy chocolate.
We've got the biscuit, Barry. So,
chocolate.
So tell us the story.
Sorry. Well, this biscuit, the crunchy, minty biscuit that she likes, you can only get from this particular shop.
What's that got to do with blue badges, Barry?
Well, she likes this biscuit, and sometimes I can't get there unless I park and use the blue badge to go and get it.
Do you have a blue badge?
Yes.
Are you entitled to a blue badge?
She is. but I use it to get the biscuit. It's a very nice biscuit, okay. You know. It's Pat. Baked and it's a chocolate affair.
Okay, Barry, let me bring Pat back in. Pat, Barry is using his wife's blue badge to get what sounds like, let's be honest, a very delicious minty chocolate biscuit.
Mm. It is delicious. Okay. It is delicious.
If that's the only place he can get the biscuit, Pat, then what's so bad about that?
Well, I haven't disagreed with it, have I? I mean, I can understand his predicament.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Can I just finish? He can use his wife's badge.
Yes.
If he's shopping for his wife. But he couldn't use it for himself.
Exactly. I've eaten the biscuit. Don't get me wrong, I've had it. I've had one before. And they're jolly nice.
There are people who use the blue badge, the badge of the owner.
Yeah.
For their own shopping, and that's wrong.
Pat, thank you very much. Barry, it's a powerful point you've made. No doubt we'll get lots of calls on that.
OK, well, the orange one isn't so nice.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.